In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once, a good while ago, I went to visit an elderly lady in hospital. When I got there, I found that she had been moved into a day room along with some other ladies. I went in and said hello to her, and she said to me, "How are you?" I replied, "Very well, thank you." And then she said to me a little louder, "How are you?" And I gave the same reply, but a little louder, to which she then said, "Who are you?" And in a louder voice, I replied, "I am Chris Bishop, the vicar." And by this time, all the ladies knew who I was. At university, studying for the ordained ministry, I had to take on board such subjects as theology, philosophy, church doctrine, church history, and ethics, to name but a few subjects, all so that I can do what I am doing now, preaching to you about God and Jesus. Following what you have heard in the gospel reading today, let me read you what was written tongue-in-cheek some time ago. "And Jesus said unto them, Who do you say that I am? And they replied, You are the eschatological manifestation of our being, the kerygma manifested in conflict and excision in the humanizing process." And Jesus said, "What?" The disciples who were chosen and followed our Lord were attracted by what he had to say and what he did. No doubt, even before all this happens, he was being recognized as someone special. And so we have come to a point when we are told Jesus challenges them with the big question, "Who do you think I am?" And the reaction comes in a variety of replies from this variety of disciples, for they have seen him through different eyes. The letter to the Romans says that we in our own ways and in our faith are different from each other. Who in the world of faith are we? So, as the letter says, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So apart from our benefit of hindsight and knowledge of Easter Day, what do we think of Jesus? What draws us closer to him? What attracts us, challenges us, warms us, or even disturbs us? Those, of course, are the big questions for us, for that was the scene that was being acted out in the gospel passage read today. And that is part and parcel of our faith. You might think it makes sense when I tell you that as I wrote this short reflection, facing me was a framed artist's picture of Jesus laughing. Have you thought of that image of him when you think of Jesus? For me, knowing that his followers were fishermen, workmen, and that he knew their families, and with all their ups and downs, he must also have laughed many times. He knows us too, so he must have a sense of humour. Amen.